Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, May the 15th, 2026, halfway through the month of May. 14 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan on this Getaway Friday. And what were we talking about before the break? We were talking about something you wanted to say. You were trying to get it in before we went to... Oh, we were talking about if you are not the biological mother or father of a child, should you be forced to call the person mom or dad, or should you call them son, so on and so forth?
Be forced.
And, that happens a lot. I've seen that happen. Matter of fact, I'll tell you a story. By the way, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. And this is why you say everybody knows, everybody doesn't know.
Everybody knows what?
Who their father is. If you're a little kid, you're not aware of what's going on. A matter of fact, I knew a lady, and she was married, and she had two kids. Okay? And then they got divorced. Then she got pregnant with somebody else, somebody she worked with, she got pregnant with. And I'm not even sure she ever told the guy that she was pregnant, to be honest with you. Because I think it was just a one-night thing. I don't know if she ever told him she was pregnant. I don't know what that situation was. But she was going to have the baby. She already had the two kids. She had the baby. She went to her first husband, who she was not married to at that time, and went to the first husband's mother also and said, so my kids will all have the last same last name. Can I use the last name, your guys' last name, for the child that's going to be born? And they all said yes. And that child grew up. To this day, I don't know if he knows, but that's his father. He was always told that. They all had the same father. And I don't know if he would be, God, in his 20s now. But when he was young, nobody talked about it. Everybody knew, but nobody ever talked about it.
Well, that's a whole different scenario. It's not the way a
step. No, but it wasn't his dad.
Is it?
But they weren't married. He wasn't even in the house. As far as I know, the boy thought was the same situation as his brother and sister. That, you know, they got divorced before I was born, and this is what it is. But he wasn't in any way related to that child.
Yeah.
And he wasn't the step-parent because they weren't together anymore.
Did he see the kids?
Occasionally.
Did he assist?
I saw his own kids.
So he didn't see the other one?
I'm sure he did when they were there, but he wasn't raising it.
But, like, was he raising the other two?
Yeah, but they were older. They were already raised when the third came along.
Oh. Well, no, that's weird.
Yeah, but that happened. And again, maybe they did take the young one aside and tell him what was going on. But I'll tell you, everybody in the family knew about it, because obviously we knew what the situation was. But nobody ever brought it up.
I think you should.
And that's how you screw somebody up. And that's why you don't do that.
Well, you didn't screw anybody up so long as they don't know.
Until they know. Until brother or sister gets mad at him down the road and tells him. Or mother lets it slip. Or the father, who you think is your father, gets married again and really doesn't want to be involved with you, and you are not his biological kid.
Oh, this is petty.
No, it's not petty. It ruins people's lives.
No. It's petty to get mad and tell him. That's petty.
But why are you keeping this secret? If you would have just been honest in the beginning and said this is not your father, now if you want to think of them...
Now, look, I agree with you. I think they should have been told. But look, It's already happened now. That's a little too late for that.
But that's why I agree with that. I never told him, but it's true. I knew. So the point is, though, it's not my place to tell him. But what I'm saying is had they not done that, it wouldn't have never been anybody's problem. But people feel the need to do this. And I know it ticks. If you have a biological mother who's in your life, and the stepmother who just flaps in your life later in life starts calling you son and da-da-da and daughter and all, they get ticked. They don't like that.
What are you going to do about it?
No, I'm just saying, why do you feel the need to do that? Why can't you say, I'm proud of you, Kevin? I'm proud of you, John. Why do you have to pretend like they're your kid? They're not your kid. Sorry, they're not.
Well, I mean, if you're taking care of a kid, you're pretty good and well pretending it's your kid. And you don't have to...
What do you mean, take care?
Like,
the kid's old. I'm talking like you're coming in and after they're 13, 14 years old.
Yeah, okay, if you're coming after, yes. Then, I'm probably not going to call you mom or dad.
So in that situation, when that happens, what do you think?
Because... It's new. Kids don't really understand conflicts of loyalty or however you want to put that whole...
Right, and you're putting the kid in an awkward situation.
But a teenager does kind of understand, like, social nuances and
No, but they're
loyalty.
Not going to go to their stepmother and say, stop calling me son.
They might.
No, they're not.
There's a lot of people I know who don't like their step-parents.
But if you like them...
There's also a lot of people I know who don't like their regular parents.
But if you like them and don't...
If you don't like your regular, I don't know, real dad or whatever, however you want to phrase that, your biological dad, I'm sure you're more common to call your stepdad or stepmom, mom, dad... You don't like you.
Listen, I'm just telling you in the real world from experience that.
Well, I have experience that points the other way.
No, you don't have any experience.
What do you mean? I can pull like four names off the top of my head right now.
But you have never been in that position. I have been in that position. And
well, that's your fault. I wouldn't. I don't know.
Let me tell my story here. The point is that almost everybody who I ever had any kind of relationship with. After college, had a kid, or had a couple kids, and if their father was in the picture in any way, if they were still seeing their father, I made it call me Scott, and I did not try to direct that kid in any way. They were not my responsibility. They were not my... I was not to set their rules.
I agree. As a matter of fact, now not the same exact thing, but I was over at one of my friend's house, and we've been friends since, elementary school. So, long time. So his nephew came into the picture after the fact. I've already known him. And one day he called me Uncle Matthew, and I was like, no. I am not your uncle. We are not related. Not the same thing. I'm not your uncle.
Yeah, but that's different than your parent. Your uncle's not going to, a biological uncle isn't going to go, oh, you're calling somebody else uncle? No. Your parent, that's different. Your mother carried you
for
9 years.
Yes, like I said, it's not the same exact thing. Also, but what I was going to say, this might be unpopular, but I wouldn't date somebody who already has a kid.
Oh, trust, as you get older, that pool gets steeper and steeper.
I will die single.
You will die single then. If you don't get moving quick, you're gonna die single.
I will die single.
They all got kids. They all got kids at a certain point.
I don't think they do all.
Oh yes,
kids.
They do. Oh yes, they do. I can't think of any woman that I know in my age category that is kidless.
I can think of a couple.
Who?
You wouldn't know them.
Well, no, you can't do that. One we know in common. We know a lot of people in my age category.
One we know in common. All right. Yeah, I can think of one.
Who?
I can't give you a name.
Well, write it down or something. Who is it? Don't write it on those papers.
The woman to write
it. Kitchen index card. I don't think this is going to be true. Let's see here.
Yeah.
But what has she got? She has people who call her grandma.
Yeah, stepkids. Stepkids' kids.
There you are, which is exactly what we're talking about.
She doesn't have any kids of her own!
No.
She married somebody with kids.
Right, but...
See? But, somebody your age range without kids.
Right.
If she was single, she would have no kids.
No, but she would have people who is calling her that, who she is in their life, and you are tangentially going to be involved in that.
She didn't have any kids.
Again. Well, that's just not factual.
That is factual. She has no kids.
Right, but
she has both zero children.
So if she gets out of that relationship, she's going to cut them off?
No, as a matter of fact, I think that's why she hasn't left the relationship.
Exactly. So there's my point again. They're stuck with her.
Well, she's stuck with them.
Right. So you are, if you got in a relationship with her, you are going to have to deal with that. That there are kids in the picture.
They're not her kids!
Well, I can't help that.
Alright! A person your age...
One.
I can write down more names. I don't know that you would know them. I could write them down.
No, but I'm saying the majority of people have kids.
Yes, the majority of people have kids. Otherwise, the human race probably wouldn't exist.
Right, so what are you going to do? Just say, you know what? I can't be around you because you got kids.
Well, I can be around people who... I know.
The great thing
I'm
about
friends
now,
with plenty of people
who
have kids.
The great thing about now is their kids are starting to be old enough where they're graduating.
I can tell you this right now. You know how many times my friends or cousins have asked me to babysit their kid? If I wanted to babysit your kid, I'd just have a kid of my own and babysit it. I'm not... No.
Babysitting
I'm
is not the same as having a kid.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing either. So, you can keep your kid.
Well, babysitting is just, you watch them for an hour and leave.
No, they're like, no. They want them like... No.
Maybe these people don't want their kid.
I don't think they do want
them. They're leaving them for hours with you.
No, well... Offered to leave them with me. I'm like, I'm not watching your kid.
First of all, that would be a disaster.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree. I don't watch kids. Not my problem.
They might need to be brought up on child endangerment.
Not my pig, not my farm. No, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty okay with kids. It's more so I just don't want.
Now, wait a second. You think having kids and babysitting a kid is the same thing?
No. I'm being dramatic. I'm not gonna babysit your kid. If I wanted to watch a kid, I'd probably just have a kid of my own and probably care for my own kid.
No, watching a kid and babysitting a kid is the same thing.
The only difference is you're babysitting a kid for like 20 years.
You're not paying for that kid. You're not sending that kid to college. You're not waking up with that kid. That kid doesn't live with you. There are a lot of differences between babysitting a kid and having a kid.
I didn't say they weren't. I just
said... But you act like they're the same thing. If I wanted to babysit a kid, I'd have a kid. No, those are big, big, big differences.
Well, I'm not doing either of them.
Well, that's fine, but they're not the same thing. They're not even related to the same thing.
No, I disagree.
Watching a kid while somebody goes to the store is the same as having a kid for the rest of your life?
All right, take that 1 hour I'm watching that kid, multiply it by 24, multiply that by 365, multiply that by...
But you're not. That's what I'm saying. You're not. It's babysitting. That's the whole point.
I'm not doing it. But if I wanted to watch a kid, I'd watch a kid that was mine.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's a whole different situation. Whole different situation. You're paying for that kid you're watching. If it's yours, if somebody else's, you're not paying for them.
Well, what do you mean?
You're not moving them into your house. You're not coming up with a room. You're not getting them out of the hospital. You're not paying their doctor bills. You're not sending them to college. You're not responsible for them to go to school. Babysitting?
I'm not responsible for their college to begin with. Once you turn 18, I can kick you out of the house.
You are. They'll blame you for it.
Oh, that's fine. They can blame you.
740-383-9944 if you have any calls you'd like to weigh in with. 740-383-9944.
Amy Anthony was homeless, and she put herself through college. Look at that. Boom!
Yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see how that story went. I don't even know about that story.
I don't know. To my understanding... The public schools and the library saved her life, and she used the libraries to do a whole bunch of studying so she could pass.
You know what she did? She had good babysitters.
I think she had a husband.
Not when she's a kid. You said she was homeless as a kid.
Oh, well, she's homeless. Yeah, I'm in the library.
Well, she must have had good babysitters.
At the library?
Yep.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of mischief you can get into at the library.
What does this have to do with where we started? My point is, you should not... as the adult in the situation, which is my problem with this whole situation, if you are the adult,
I agree.
Don't call them, they are children. Don't call them son, daughter. You put them in a precarious situation. If they aren't calling you that, don't do it.
Oh, well, yes, I agree. Should have prefaced it with that.
Right, but you think that the kids start doing that on their own? No.
Yeah.
They don't. If the kid knows
it
their mother...
It depends on how old the kid is.
What do they call everybody mother?
It depends on how old the kid is.
That's nuts. That's absolutely nuts what you're saying.
No.
Okay, so they just call it... You call everybody mom? Every woman you meet your mother's age, you say, hey, mom.
I've only had one mom, one dad.
No. What you're saying is if you are a certain age and somebody comes in the picture, you call them mom.
You know how many teachers I've called mom?
That's terrible.
Not like throughout the entirety of the school year, but like I'll go to like ask them a question instead of being like, you know, hey, miss whatever. It'll be like, hey, mom. And in my head, I'll be like, well, I don't know why I said that. She's not my mom.
That's weird.
It happened more than, believe me, it's happened more than to me.
Why are you calling him mom?
I didn't mean to. I just went up there and was asking a question, and instead of saying, you know...
But you didn't mean it. You didn't mean they were your mother. You didn't mean they were a mother figure.
And if I say, you're my mom as a stepmom, you're not my mom! You are a stepmom!
No,
the person who takes care of me in place of my mother.
Right, but they are in the position where they like that. That's the difference. They want to be. And that makes your mother more... You call your teacher mom, she doesn't care. The teacher's not taking you home to try to raise you. But the stepmom might be in the picture of this.
And if I was about 3 years old, I guarantee you, within a few years, I'm going to be calling you... Well, I don't know about guarantee. I'd say more often than not, probably. You're going to be calling your stepmom... And your real mom.
Because,
or your stepdad,
you know why that happens? I will guarantee you, if you go in the home, the father is saying, call them mom. Or the stepmom is saying, call me mom. You at 3 years old, you call the person what you're told to call them.
I'm sure they've done research on that. Why don't we just find a study? Study can pass the bed right now.
A study. I've seen it happen. If you are a child, if I say to you at three, if I say call that person Johnny and their name's Tim, you're going to call him Johnny because you don't understand the intricacies of who people are. You don't understand what a mother or a father or Billy or Timmy or uncle is when you're 3 years old.
I agree. Yes.
So the parents are prompting.
No.
You. Yes, they are.
No.
Yes, they are.
Kids will default to mom and dad.
No, they don't.
Yes.
Then they default to the, hey, you're walking around the store, that 3 year old, hey, mom. No, that's not happening because nobody's saying that's your mother. The parents do. That's the first thing
nobody,
you teach the kid.
Now, again, yes. Not the same thing. Uncle and parents aren't the same thing. I'll give you that. But nobody prompted this kid to call me Uncle Matthew. He just called me Uncle Matthew. And I was like, no. Not no. I'm not your uncle.
Somebody did prompt him at a point.
No.
Why would he call you that?
Because he's got uncles.
Okay. Is everybody an uncle?
Well, no. But look, I have been friends with his uncle before he was born.
Okay.
As far as he knew, I probably was related to him. I mean, I was over at his house all the time.
Right.
And but he said, you know, Uncle Matthew. I was like, no, I'm no uncle of yours.
But you have many uncles. You don't have many mothers. You have one.
Some people got two.
No, they don't.
Some people got
you
two.
You got one whether you like it or not.
Some people got two moms.
You got like it whether you like it or not. You may believe that person's your mother. That person might have raised you. That may be all. That is not your mother. It's just not. You're not going to be subjected to the same diseases as that person. You're not going to be subjected to the genetics of that person. You're not going to look like that person. It just isn't. Sorry. It's just not.
You can act a lot. Like, if you spend more...
You can do everything like that person. I'm just saying, you are not genetically at all related to that person. When they ask about your genetics, they are not talking about that person.
Yeah.
That's it. You got one mother. You have one mother in the tree of life. That's it.
Well, then by that law, like, look, you can go back. I don't even know. I don't remember how many generations you'd have to go. Not very far at all. You could go back, like, I want to say 4 or 5 generations, and you have less than a percent of a chance of having that Okay, easier way to put it. Your grandchildren will probably only have, like, 20... Not, like, literally 20 to, like, 33% of you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you knock that back three more generations. You're looking at, like, zilch. You don't exist anymore genetically.
Right.
You're not related to any of those people.
Right. Well, you have more than one grandmother. You have two. And great-grandparents, you have four. That's
logical. Yeah, math works, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what the hell you're saying.
You're
saying nothing.
You might as well just be as related to everybody
else. You have one mother.
You're
period.
Just looking too...
No, you do. You only have one.
You're just looking too close to the source.
Okay, so who has two biological mothers?
No, nobody.
That's all I said.
I said that you might as well... I think we're all related. Everybody's related.
Okay.
Yep.
So two women carried you in their stomach for 9 months?
Nope. But
two women gave birth to you?
One woman gave birth to me, the other one was my cousin.
And that's it.
Nope.
Yep, that is it.
You got two moms. You can have two moms.
No, you can't. But the point is, my point is not the biological nature of this, although that's where you wanted to go with it. My point is, so many kids are screwed up because of that, because they don't know who their mother is, or nobody has told them who the father is, or they don't realize what's going on in their life, and they become totally screwed up people because of it. And it's all about the parents. The parents
no,
are the ones
who
oversee.
How does that even work?
I just told you.
If I don't know that something's been hidden from me my entire life, then I don't know it exists. It might as well have never happened. No, I don't know it existed.
It'll come out. It all comes out in the end. It all comes out. Matter of fact, I told this story.
We only think it all comes out in the end.
You think it doesn't come out in the end? This is a hideous story. And when I was talking about abortion not too long ago, this was one of the... And to this day, nobody really knows, but it did damage. I knew a lady whose mother died when she was very young. She didn't have any memory of her biological mother. And by the way, she knew who her biological mother was, and she despised her stepmother. So... There you are. But because she had to call her mom and she had to do all these things, even though she knew that wasn't her mother. And she didn't know her mother because her mother, I think, died when she was five.
You don't have to do anything.
You do when your father's telling you, and that mother's going to spec you around if you don't. And she's living in the house.
You don't got to do anything.
Yes, you do.
Nope.
Trust me, in those days you did. In the 1930s and 40s, you had to. And so...
you have... Radical freedom, I think, is the term that would
well,
be
good.
Used.
Try it then and knock your jaw loose.
you'd
have a broken jaw every day. You wouldn't have been saying anything. So the point of the matter is that, anyway, the mother dies, and she was told... A matter of fact, the stepmother not only came in and said, call me mother, she would not let the child see the biological family of the mother. And the father went along with it. Because that's his new wife.
Well,
so there you go. Well, that's what happened.
See,
so anyway, so that goes on. Yeah, it is, right, it's the adults, which is what I'm saying. The adults make this difficult. So that all happens.
Adults are always the dumb ones. It's never the kids.
Right. the kids just are doing what they're told because they're kids. So the point is this happens, and... Because there is a biological mother, the daughter is told that the mother died in childbirth. Okay, that happened when she was five, and that was always the belief. She died in childbirth. 50 years goes by, more than 50, 60 or 70 years goes by. Everybody's dead. The stepmother's dead. The father's dead. The sister's dead. Everybody in this family's dead, except one of the cousins. The aunts, uncles, they're all dead. One of the cousins, one day, takes it upon himself to say, you know, I hate to tell you this, but your mother actually did not die in childbirth 70 years ago. Your mother actually was having an abortion, and they weren't legal in those days, and she bled to death. Now, do you know what that does to this person who's now 75 years old? Who believed this for 70 years, cannot ask their father if it's true now, cannot ask the stepmother, can't ask any of the aunts or uncles who was actually around when it happens. And you could say, well, just don't believe it. Well, yeah, but why would this person say that? And it bothered them until the day they died that their mother could have possibly, essentially, had an abortion and killed themselves. and this person lost their biological mother because of that. Now, you think it doesn't come out in the end? It does. And now, was that true? To this day, I don't know if it was true. But it bothered that person. And it worked on them in their 70s. Now, what's the point of that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm a cynic. It never happened to me. But, like, you know, it's in your 70s.
Well, maybe your mother's not your mother. Maybe that's why you got the hostility. Maybe you'll find out one day.
I don't think that's the case.
Long after everybody's dead, somebody will come to you and say, this is what the real deal was.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been told I look like my mom too many times.
Well, that's the... doesn't always work. I'm telling you, there's a lot. I was saying the other day, everybody's got some kind of secret. Now, it might not be a big secret, but everybody's got something they don't want to talk about.
I guess.
Yeah, and that's those family secrets, especially in those days. People didn't like talking about stuff like that. And the logic, I bet, if that is a true story, and maybe it is, I bet you the logic is, why tell a five-year-old? They're not even going to know what abortion is. Why tell them that their mother committed abortion? And then...
committed abortion.
Yeah. Committed an abortion that went wrong. It was illegal in those days. She could have went to jail.
I don't know. Committing an abortion sounds weird.
So then, when the child gets older, what do you do after 18 years? You go back and tell them, well, you know, guess what? That story I've been telling you for 15 years, that was actually a lie. She actually bled to death.
I don't know what it was relevant for. I wouldn't have told her.
No, but anybody who knows, which one of the cousins would have been one of those people, decide to bring it up.
Forget about it.
Well, that's not the way it works.
Well, I didn't say it was the way it works. I just, you know.
So that's why you've got to be honest off the beginning. You've got to be honest right off the start. This is not your father. This is not your mother. And don't call people that. If they want to jokingly call you mother from time to time, if that's what the kid really wants to do, fine. But you don't need to prompt them as the parent, as the adult in the room.
What's the point in this entire conversation?
That I see people doing this. I think that's so stupid.
Yeah, but what's it matter? I don't really...
doesn't matter to me, but I got hours to fill here on Friday morning, and you weren't giving me anything else to talk about.
I don't know.
I guess, what is the entitlement as that adult, which is what I was trying to get to, what is the entitlement you feel that you need that kid to call you mom? Yeah. Or you need that kid, or you need to call them son?
You probably don't have a kid.
No, they do. I've known a lot of them who did. They've got their own biological kids.
Well, then probably the same reason you want your kids to call you know, mom.
I think you're taking a dig at the mother. I think that is a backwards dig at the biological mother. And I think that's horrible. Especially when you do it on social media.
I think people should just grow up.
They should just grow up. They should stop doing that.
No, I think it's fine. Either way, I don't really care.
Well, you don't have any kids.
Yeah.
That has caused more hostility over the years than it ever needed to cause when the biological mother sees a stepmother coming in and trying to parent their kid. They do not like it. And I don't think I would like it either.
I mean, sure, but you know, whose decision was it to get a divorce? Takes two people to sign on that dotted line.
Yeah, but you're not signing your kid away.
Well, if you don't want somebody else raising your kid with your husband or your wife, perhaps maybe you guys should just not get a divorce.
Oh, that's right. Stay in that abusive marriage so that somebody won't call somebody else mom.
You act like 100% of divorces are just abusive relationships.
No, some people are just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're not allowed to say that. Because if you've had multiple divorces, we're just supposed to let that go and say, fine.
Look, if you've been married more than... I'll give you one more than Scott. Scott says two times, and at the third marriage, he's already waiting for the fourth one. But like...
yeah.
But like, you know, I'll give you three. Three strikes and you're out, you know. But after three, like, you know...
You don't really think that do you really believe by the third marriage... that you are really, this is forever, and da-da-da. No.
Look, truth be told, I'm not showing up to the second wedding. Like, I'm not doing that.
How many times can you agree to death do you part? You've already broken that twice. You're already going you know where.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I guess do what you want at that point.
Well, as long as you had to swear on the
That's
Bible.
That's what I was saying a few weeks ago that you didn't understand. That there is a biology. Is everything 100%? No, nothing in life is 100%. But if your mother, if your role model in life has been married four or five times, and you all of a sudden, right out of the giddy-up of high school, in an age where people are not getting married
That's
right out of high
biology.
School. That's
not biology.
It is to me. Am I done?
That's characteristic.
Right. But it's a biological, like I believe,
psychological.
No, because I believe addiction is biological, and I believe
I don't think that's the case.
I think a lot of people have said that now that you can have an addictive personality from your parents. If your parents is an alcoholic, you have a greater chance of being an alcoholic.
It's because you pick up characteristic traits.
You pick up the bottle. No.
Yes. If you go home every day and you see your dad drink religiously every day, you know, when you're old enough to drink, you might just start coming home and drinking religiously every day.
But why can't somebody put down the bottle and you can't? There's a difference between an alcoholic and a non-alcoholic.
It's just what you've seen forever.
Because you've seen it, you can't put it down? That doesn't make any sense. No, I believe that because there are addictive personalities. If you look at people who are addicted to alcohol, they also tend to get addicted to other bad habits. That is not because you saw somebody do it. That's because you have an addictive personality. Addictive personality is a genetic thing. And many geneticists have said this. So, boom, say that point. To say that if you have somebody, why do you think that that parent got married? So many times, it's a lack in their personality of something. There's something wrong with them. There's some that neither they need to be with people or they feel lonely.
I think they need to be with people and they feel lonely.
Okay. That is a genetic emotional characteristic that you could pass on to your child. So it is no surprise to me that somebody who's been married and divorced five times would have somebody who's engaged right out of high school. Because it's what you've seen. It's what you know. You've got the genes for it.
No, it's what you've seen. It's what you know.
Right.
Bop. Kill it right
but
there,
again,
period.
No. If you have a mother who is maybe anxiety-ridden or something like that, that's a gene that you can pass on to your children. And if you are afraid to be alone, that's why a lot of people get married.
Well, that's why a lot of people get in relationships to begin with.
Exactly, which is what I'm saying. So
if you weren't scared to be alone, if people weren't scared to be alone, they wouldn't jump from one relationship to another relationship.
And that's my point.
To another relationship.
So somebody who got married right out of high school and somebody who had many marriages along their life, for their child to do very similar things, that's not shocking.
No, I would agree. It's not shocking.
So there you go.
Okay.
Because of the genetic characteristics and also the example that that parent has set.
I don't think it's got anything to do with genetics.
Well, you don't have to. I already said it.
All right.
So the point is, but you say there's no correlation to the parent at all.
That's no.
That's what you said a few weeks ago. You said, I don't think the parent has anything to do with it.
No.
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, play the clip.
I will. I'll have to get the clip. So you think it does?
It's literally the nature versus nurture thing. Yes.
Okay. So then what?
It's not genetics. It's nature versus nurture. Genetics would be nature. What you're describing is nurture. How you grew up. The environment in which you were raised.
Right. But also the emotional stability of that person.
Yeah, because your environment affects your development.
You don't think... You just told me that people have characteristics of their parents.
Because your environment
dictates
how you were raised.
No, of your biological mother. What if you never see your biological mother?
Then you're not going to have the characteristics of... You're probably going to have the characteristic... You're going to have the genetics of your biological mother. You're going to have the characteristic traits of the mother you spent the most time
with. So you think personality is not genetic?
Not really.
Okay, I disagree.
I think personality is a nurture, not a nature.
I think people will tell you depression can be handed down. I think people will tell you anxiety can be handed down.
As a matter of fact, they did an experiment. I took when I was in sociology. I was not part of the experiment.
By the way, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to weigh in.
So they did an experiment. They took a whole bunch of not like newborn. I don't remember the age range, but they were babies. And they had like, I don't know, they did like some kind of puppet show. And they had like nice puppets and mean puppets. And they had the mean puppets, you know, hurting the nice puppets and whatnot. And the babies, almost all of them, wanted to, they were all about the nice puppet. They like babies understand like good and bad per se. Like nice versus not nice. Okay. So like, I mean, people are born inherently good for the most part. So nurture.
What does that prove?
Well, if as a baby I can understand the difference between mean and nice, or you know, this, like good and bad, however you want to phrase that whole thing, and then I grow up and I end up being bad or whatever. It's nurture. It's just evidence for nurture.
Genetics are not 100%. But just because your parents were tall doesn't mean you're going to be tall. It's a crapshoot. You have two parents.
If you have two gigantic parents, the odds you are gigantic are going to be pretty substantial.
Not really.
Pretty substantial.
But they're not 100%. That's what I'm saying. Nothing's 100%. I just have to look at the line and say, do we have characteristics of personalities that match up here? Yes, we do. Is that because you lived with that person?
They live in the... They lived in the same area.
Well, they also lived with other people who
didn't
act like that.
It's the air you breathe, as the saying goes.
Well, what if the father in your house is not like that at all? Why are you picking up the mother's tendencies?
You probably spend more time with the mother, or you like the mother more.
That's nuts. Well, you probably spend more time with your teachers than you spend with your mother.
Yeah, but your teachers aren't...
How many times do you pick up the characteristics of your teacher? If your teacher has an anxiety problem, do you? No. That's nonsensical. But you'll find many times with the mother have an anxiety issue, the child has an anxiety issue.
Because you're not, like, a lot of, like, learning is just monkey see, monkey do. If you watch your parents do, your parents are your prime examples. Teachers just say, hey, what's 2+? Like, they teach you things. Your
we
parents
just said you
show
call parents
things.
Mother.
Teachers.
Right, you called them mother. Go ahead, caller.
Scott E.S. Pears, you are now the official geneticist of
I think
Ohio.
So. I think so.
Remember Gregor Mendel, the Austrian monk, and the fruit flies?
Yes, very famous.
Did you learn that in school?
I did.
That's good.
I did. I learned
well,
that in college.
I agree with both of you. You're always playing devil's advocate, Scott, and argumentative. I mean, that's just your nature as a journalist, so... you're just saying if you can ruffle Matt's feathers, or
well, that's how you should.
His hair kind of looks like feathers, so you know, ruffle the back of his hair. So your environment will certainly influence your personality.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
They say like when you marry somebody, you end up looking like that person after a while, and I think it happens. You just end up molding yourself into the humans that you're around, and pets too. It's like there's these memes of dogs who look like their owners, and it kind of happens, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
And so the genetics, yeah, you can't change that. You know, in my case, I'm obviously, you know, one of the best looking people in my family. I like to say I kind of have my mom's face, my father's body, and to an extent. I mean, my sister in the face looks a lot like me, so it's the same type of combination, and this face, I think, is one you'll see in many of my relatives. And in terms of the body, well, a body you can change more. You know, I'm a bit of a gym rat, as you know, so that's going to have an influence. But I have a naturally slight to medium build. I would say like my father. My mom had a bigger build. So in that case, there is some inheritance. And I have blue eyes, which my sister and my parents don't have. So that can be a recessive gene.
Did either of your parents have a personality like you?
I would say I have probably more like... I like to think I'm more like my mom. People would say that I was a lot like my father. And that would often happen if they met him. He's deceased. So you'd have to remember him. I think... There's a bit of a feistiness while still not really taking yourself too seriously, which I see in both of my parents. And so that is a characteristic. I think sometimes I go back to relatives that aren't quite as close. I have this entertainment industry mentality, which we've talked about, but it's interesting enough to talk about a lot, so we'll bring it up again. I think I told you my uncle Matt, my father's brother, who looks a bit like my father in the face. He was on the Gong Show. I think I told you that. You remember the Gong Show?
Uh-huh.
So certainly, I have some similarities with him. My cousin Eric, my father's sister's son, is a well-known medical researcher and doctor. So he's not in the entertainment industry per se, but he's been on multiple talk shows, written books, etc. He's fairly well known. But it's not the don't take yourself too seriously mentality of Uncle Matt, but that is that same side of the family.
Well, let me boil this down here.
A little bit of similarity. I mean, a lot of geekiness, well-educated people, but my path in life and career field is rather different, especially my sister. We really are very different personalities.
Right, but let me boil the point that I'm trying to make here down. Okay, if your father has a learning disability and you develop a learning disability, which you are more apt to do, do you think you saw your father have a learning disability?
Okay.
And that's why you got a learning disability?
Listen,
yeah, there's personality, neurodivergency, which I would say that I have, but in many cases, it's actually a good thing. So I wouldn't call that
isn't which is genetic.
If anything, it's
okay.
Something which comes with some some baggage, but really has many, many advantages. And I would say that tends to run in the family. I see
exactly.
Some of that in my father, probably not in my mother, and not in my sister either.
Now, are you guaranteed going to have a learning disability? No. And you might have siblings that don't have a learning disability.
But I have a second cousin who's mildly what they used to call MR/DD, whatever the term might be. Again, I don't remember her well enough to give... She's a first cousin once removed. And that's kind of come up because she is a blood relative. So there just are some of these anomalies, and you're going to see that.
Right.
Certainly, again, like my cousin Eric, I mean, there's some very smart people in my family.
How many families have there been a suicide, and then the son or the grandson will commit suicide? You think that's because they saw the grandfather do it?
You know, alcoholism, Scott.
You got to let me explain.
Thankfully, doesn't run in my family as far as I know.
See,
and I do think that there is inheritance.
Yes.
Just like if the parents smoke, there's a better chance the kids will smoke that they've been around it. Alcoholism, you know, I probably one of the biggest drinkers in my family. I don't see a dependence. I just like to drink socially.
Well, and with alcoholism...
In the city I'm hanging my hat in right now, there's plenty of opportunities, for goodness sakes.
Well, but even with alcoholism, a lot of people will see their parents be alcoholic and despise the parents for it, and yet they do the same thing.
Ways, yes. Just like a lot of bartenders are recovering alcoholics, they don't drink. They might have a medical reason not to drink. They see it. They see the people stumbling out, having a fight with someone that they love, claim to love. So there are different areas there. Just like, you know, I mean, a bit of a joke. This came up when I used to sell insurance. We would go to restaurants sometimes and speak to the owner and sell him or her insurance. And most of the time, you'd find that I remember in Chillicothe once. I mean, this is long before Matt was born. You know, you were around, but you were probably in junior high school. But remember that restaurant owners tend to be bigger people. I guess they eat enough of their own food. They're like a walking ad for their cooking. But I remember going to a restaurant in Chillicothe. The owner was rail thin. And it's like he just didn't look like a restaurant owner because normally they're really heavy. So there just are exceptions to that sometimes. And it'll happen. You can cook the food. You don't have to eat it. You might not like the kind of food you cook at all, but you know that it sells.
Right. Okay, Matt, what's your point?
It happens to performers. People may not like the kind of music that they sing, but it sells records.
Right. Go ahead, Matt. What do you think?
Okay. Genetics has to do with things like your height, your weight, your eye color, your hair, kind of thing.
I'm interesting because my sister and I look so much alike in the face. We have the same hair, the lips, the teeth, but she has the dark eyes that are more prevalent in my family. I have blue eyes, blue-gray eyes.
Yes, blue is a recessive.
And that can happen. Nature can be a little odd in that.
Capital B, lowercase b. There's a whole
Okay, so your point is,
but Yes, I could, like those. The physical things are determined by your genes. Your genes are.
I
you're
disagreeing
like,
with that.
Okay, but you. But then you bring up personality traits. Those are not physical.
So
things.
You don't believe a learning disability can be genetic?
Learning disability genetic.
Why?
Depression genetic. Anxiety genetic.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, mental issues too. I say
okay.
In many ways. I see, like, my cousin Eileen, I see some of myself in her, because, again, we just think we've always kind of gotten along well. And so some of these people I just see traits of myself. And I think also as you, again, my mother has been deceased for, it's incredible, 33 years. So, you know, more than half my life. Yeah, and my father is pushing 10 years of being deceased. So, as you only look at these close relatives, and there's no one closer than your parents, as they become more of a legacy rather than somebody who's living and breathing, sometimes you tend to analyze, especially the way I am, just analyzing everything. You analyze and see these traits of yourself in your parents, and kind of wonder, and I also wonder wish my dad were alive now so I could share him some of the fascinating things that are happening. Let alone my mother. I wasn't even 30 when she died.
Right.
And so you kind of wonder what would they think about the path that your life has taken.
There you go, Adam. We got to go to break, but we got 2 more hours to go. So feel free to call back in.
Maybe I'll call back, and you boys have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks, Adam. Bye bye. All right, we've got a break. We'll be back right after this.
Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end, it doesn't matter. But it's just whatever you think. So I thought.